Happy Monday, girlfriend. Today on the show, I'm sharing with you a poem that I found, and it is called A Journey to Recovery. I think this is going to give you so much hope, so much love as you start your week. And I'm also going to be talking about the four best self principles and how you can leverage these best self principles, because I truly believe that you will not experience true and lasting freedom from an eating disorder if you do not have all of these different areas in alignment as you recover. So I hope today's show is something different and something that inspires you to keep putting one foot in front of the other. Let's get right to it. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you, because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom, and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. How was your weekend? I don't know about you. I am in Virginia and my allergies are off the chain. So to spare you from my raspy voice today, I'm not going to make this one a long episode, but I just had to share with you this poem. It's actually out on Etsy and you can find it. It's called A Journey to Recovery. I love this poem. I printed it out. I have it in my office and I try to change up my office very frequently, probably because I work from home. I see all my clients virtually. And it's super fun to just look at all the different fun, inspiring messages that are out there. And of course, I wanted to share this one with you because this one touched my heart and I have it up in a picture frame right now as I enter my office. And it just reminds me of the goodness of the journey to recovery. And so I wanted to share it with you because I know that if you're living it right now, you might not be feeling so good and gravy with recovery. It might feel hard. It might feel like such a struggle. Believe me, I get it, sis, because I was right there on the struggle bus. But the journey is the best journey that you're ever going to go on. It's learning how to find yourself. It's learning how to reinvent yourself. It's learning how to create the best version of yourself. And every single area of your life is going to benefit. I promise you. It's a hard journey. It's a hard road to travel. And as soon as you can get strong enough to get that empowerment, that you're not going to let that eating disorder voice in your mind take over your life any longer, then you start to see the healing separation that happens. And you notice that your eating disorder behaviors and these uncomfortable emotions that you've been experiencing, you're sitting with them. And you're doing the thing to change them. That's where I want to get you, friend. That's why I believe in recovery coaching. That's why I believe I can help support you. And that's why I come here and show up for you twice a week, because it's the best journey you're ever gonna go on. But the only way that you are gonna keep putting one foot in front of the other is if you give yourself grace and permission. And if you have accountability, somebody that's been there, somebody that can hold your hand, somebody that can guide you. And today I'm going to share with you this poem, A Journey to Recovery. And then I'm going to talk about what I feel you have to have, these four areas, these four facets that you have to have as you navigate your journey to recovery. So here comes the poem. In the depths of darkness, I once did reside, bound by an illness that I couldn't hide. But now I rise, breaking free from the chains, recovering, healing, finding strength again. Each step I take, a victory in my sight, guided by courage, embracing the light. With love as my armor, I face my fears, shedding the weight of those tormenting years. I nourish my body with kindness and care, finding balance and joy in the food I share. No longer defined by a number on a scale, I embrace my worth, my spirit prevails. In this journey of recovery, I find my voice, unveiling the beauty within, my choice. I'll sing my story, inspire others to see that healing is possible, and they too can be free. So let us unite, hand in hand we stand, supporting each other, a compassionate band. Eating disorder recovery, a path we embrace, together we heal with love and with grace. I love this. If you want to see this written out, you can come on out to the Facebook group, herbestselfsociety.com, and I'll have it posted out there today. But this poem is so real. It's so raw. And I wish I had the author of it. I don't. It wasn't quoted. So I cannot give the author all the credit. But I will just let you know that it's so true, because there are depths of darkness that you're in right now, that you're residing in right now. And you're bound by this illness, and you just want to crawl into this cave and everyone to leave you alone. But the truth is that in order to break free from this, in order to find strength, every step that you take is gonna need to be guided by that courage within you and facing your fears. Nourishing your body is going to be so important, sis, and finding balance and joy in this process is what it's going to take to get you out of it. In this journey of recovery, I will tell you that you are going to find so much more, but you're going to gain a voice inside of you that the world needs to hear and know. You're uniquely you, and if you've been trapped and living with this disorder in your mind for so very long, you're not even showing up halfway. You're not even showing up 50% of your power on this planet. It's time for that to change. So we can start learning that this is a choice. And yes, maybe you didn't make the choice to have this illness come over your life. So many people in society will say, you know, just go eat something and you'll be cured and you'll be better. The truth is, you can't cure this. And this wasn't your choice to begin with. However, you can choose to commit to make a choice to get out of this. The power is yours. And so I'm here to support you in that power. But I truly, truly believe that those who I have had the honor to coach and so many ladies that I met along my own journey and my own way out, their souls are like no other that I've ever met. This journey is so amazing. You learn who you are. You recreate who you are. And you do so by sitting with those uncomfortable feelings, emotions, and things. And instead of going back to restriction or binging or purging, you realize there's better ways. And you actually do those things instead of just wanting to change. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about being okay sitting in uncomfortable places, and the transformation into the true you can start right now today for you. You don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to feel ashamed for consuming what you were supposed to consume to stay alive. Do you feel guilty for breathing air every single day? Do you feel guilty for taking up space here because you're breathing oxygen? No. And you shouldn't feel guilty for eating either. But I believe that the best self principles are the only way that you're going to find true and lasting freedom. And here's why. I believe that you have to have a complete alignment and synergy in your recovery in all of these four areas, or you're only just putting a band-aid over the struggle in your life. Okay, so the best self principles are founded on body, B for body, E for emotions, S for soul, and T for thoughts. Okay, so think your body, your emotions, your soul, your thoughts. If you heal your body, but you don't heal your thoughts, you're gonna go right back to an unhealthy place in your body. If you heal your thoughts and your mind, but you don't deal with the emotions, you don't deal with those feelings, you're gonna go right back to this unhealthy mindset. And if you do all these things, let's say that you heal your body, you heal your feelings and emotions, and you heal your mind, but you don't believe that there's something bigger than you, someone that has created you to have so much purpose. This is your soul. This is your intuition. This is your gut knowing. This is your creator. If you don't believe that there's something larger than you, you will always go back to old patterns and behaviors. The truth is your dream is achievable, but you have to have all of these four areas to make it so. So the best self principles are the only way that I truly healed my life and found lasting freedom. And this is what I coach. This is what Her Best Self Co. is based on. So body, those feelings of fat. When you look in the mirror, when you're looking to pick apart yourself, we are shifting that to appreciate yourself, to appreciate your body and nurturing yourself and giving yourself self-compassion. Where your energy goes, your focus is going to follow, and that's going to change everything. If you're staring in the mirror trying to find something that you hate about yourself, well, then no wonder why you're feeling like crap after you walk away. But the process of healing your body is so very important, and we're going to talk all about that in today's episode. The next one is emotions. So really living in this eating disorder world of not feeling good enough, we are transforming that into embracing your belief so that you can develop this inner guidance of feelings and needs, this inner knowing. We're not dependent upon an eating disorder voice in our mind anymore. We are going to have intuitive wisdom. Your soul, okay, this attachment of false self that you've been living with, this outward focused type of lifestyle, body image, and what the world says about you, and let's go follow the TikTokies and the grams, like to figure out what everyone else is labeling me as and what I should do so that I can feel and look and get admired and be perfect. That is outward focused. But your identity, your inner self, this is created when you can get some soul alignment. Who you are in your identity, an inner knowing and an upper knowing in whose you are. And your thoughts. So if you feel like you're just constantly chained to your mind, this mind game of you shouldn't eat that. You're not allowed to have that many calories. You already had this earlier, so now you're not allowed to later. Or maybe if you just skip this meal, you can have something later. Your voice, the voice that's in your mind, we're going to transition in this journey to recovery, to having more mindful moments, to living in the shifting, to changing your perspective, and to choosing healthier coping strategies. Because isn't that what you want, sis? What can you do to shed your false self? All of these negative thoughts, these negative feelings, these negative beliefs that have been keeping you trapped and stuck, and redirect into your best self. Well, again, instead of comparing yourself to others, instead of excessive exercise, instead of searching for the negative, what can you find about you that you appreciate? Get grounded in the positive. Get in some healing movement. Do something where you're so focused on the thing you're doing that you're not focused on how many minutes you've been on your treadmill or how many steps you've accomplished for the day. Rest. Create a hunger for hope. Create a healthier you. And instead of isolation, instead of keeping yourself away from the people that you love because you feel like they just don't understand you and they don't care, and the only thing they want to talk about is this thing, and it always comes back to this, your secret. Lean into your feelings. Ask why. Connect with your friends. Set up time with a family member. Talk to your kids. Get present with your spouse. I want you to find intimacy. I want you to fit it in as if it is your J-O-B. And ask yourself, how can I feed my hungry heart with hope instead of fear? And that soul. Okay, so instead of being so obsessed with yourself, because let's be honest, when we feel like we are thinner or smaller or however it is, right? However you're feeling right now, you have equated feeling thin to making you mean that you are superior, you've arrived, you have achieved, and everyone else is just, you know, kind of along for the ride. How can you surrender that self? How can you turn all that you have accomplished and let it be, let it go? Maybe it's meditation for you, maybe it's prayer for you, but how can you get so entrenched in the presence of your life that you stop focusing on being obsessed with your body? And sis, I want you to remember that your mind is the battlefield. Your eating disorder stays alive because of the mind and those constant patterns that continue to go on loop and repeat, that have control over every single thing that you do or every single thing that you don't do. I want you to transform that. I want you to start by listing your current thoughts. Why are you thinking those things? Where did that thought come from? Have you picked that thought up along your journey and it's time to lay it down on the side of the road? Is there truth to this thought? Or was it just created over distorted beliefs and time? And then I want you to challenge and replace it. In order to navigate your journey to recovery, in order to be okay in the journey, you must be okay sitting in uncomfortable places. So this week, I urge you, I actually challenge you, go sit in an uncomfortable place. Maybe that place is with your own mind. Go sit in a park on a bench by yourself. Go sit in a restaurant and order something by yourself. I had to do these things to experience myself. I had to shut off the world. I had to turn off the podcast. I had to stop letting social rule my day. And I had to get quiet. I had to get present. And I had to be okay with me. And until you're okay sitting in uncomfortable places, you will remain in uncomfortable places. Friend, I hope today you've really enjoyed today's episode. I'm right here for you. I'm cheering you along. And these best self principles are going to be exactly what you need to make it out on the other side. I'm sending you recovery hugs and so much love for your week ahead. Talk to you real soon. Bye for now. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show, and I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.